These are meetings which will bring all the major stakeholders in Swaziland, led by all the political parties. It is an effort by Swazis to sit down and reflect on what's going on in Swaziland and begin to put together the basis for dialogue, if dialogue will be taking place.
What is the core objective of this? Is the core objective to start the process to pressure the administration in Mbabane for more democratic reforms?
The core objective is to basically emerge with a common vision of the Swaziland that everybody is fighting for. So that if the process of dialogue does progress, there is a common basis by everybody who is in the space that is articulating and agitating for change, that will be all agreed upon. It is also to ensure that the Swazi democracy movement is not basically blindsided and only looking at dialogue. They are also able to look at other scenarios that the government in Swaziland and the king is actually forced to accept the will of the people of Swaziland.
But if this happens, wouldn't this play into the hands of supporters of the king and perhaps the government that says that institutions like yours are trying to create problems in the country by fomenting trouble and creating instability, encouraging these pro-democracy activists to act like terrorists, fight the security operatives in the country?
Over the past 50 years, people have seen their lives being wasted. All that they've seen being achieved is a very wealthy monarch that owns 60% of the economy. If people are basically rolling their sleeves and saying enough is enough with this, this is our country, these are our resources, it's actually time that we actually claim back what belongs to the people. If people stand up and say that, no one who is genuinely respective of their plight and their conditions can actually claim that these people are terrorists.